Can rebel groups form functional political parties after a coup? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Michael Allison, an associate professor of political science at the University of Scranton, traces the transition from military revolution to established administration.
The civil war in El Salvador ended the same year that I graduated from high school, while the civil war in Guatemala ended the year that I graduated from college. The settlements that concluded the Salvadoran and Guatemalan wars involved not only an end to armed conflict, but also social, economic, political, and military reforms that would facilitate the transformation of a system based upon violent political conflict to one based upon nonviolent political conflict between competing political parties. The focus of my research is on the transitions of former armed opposition groups to political parties. Looking at the characteristics of the armed group and the environment in which it participates, one can uncover how those factors affect its electoral performance as a new political party. It's interesting also to look at the political performance of groups with few combatants but strong relationships with large nonviolent organizations versus armed groups with many combatants but less contact with nonviolent organizations. After 10 trips to El Salvador and Guatemala to study two former rebel groups, the Farabundo Martí National Liberation Front in El Salvador and the Guatemalan National Revolutionary Unit, I have found that some former rebel groups are better prepared for the demands of electoral competition and are more likely to succeed than other rebel groups. Keys to success for former rebels are having large numbers, a political wing in place, good contacts with grassroots organizations, and a unified and coherent organizational structure. It also doesn't hurt if they control territory during the war and are less violent towards civilians. Additionally, I have found that certain institutional environments are more conducive to the success of new political parties than others.
That was Michael Allison of the University of Scranton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasó? ¿Y a ti qué te está pasando hoy?